You are now entering the prism.
What's up, motherfuckers?
You have to bleep it. Idiot.
No, I don't, because Anchor doesn't care about that.
Oh, that's right.
And you don't put shit on YouTube.
Well,
you get to bleep it in about 5 years.
Welcome back to Chill Prison Podcast. Next episode, we have the full crew. Ladies and gentlemen, Eric doesn't have his fucking ears.
He refuses
never
to
do
that.
You need to start doing that. I will get a specific set for
you. I will buy
you
a pair of Sennheisers.
We've done like...
Wait, either
how
that
How many episodes
or,
have we done without me wearing them?
Here's
yes,
the fair
every
trade.
Every time.
Here's the fair trade.
Somebody has asked you to put ears on.
If you don't want to put ears on, you have to be present for the editing so you can see the strife firsthand. Is that a fair...
You have to come over...
When he's drunk.
Every Friday, Saturday, and midnight, Sunday night, and in emergencies, which is mostly on Monday nights still, in case I edit one of those days...
You mean like when you drop it in word aggressively?
Fucking wasted, because that's the only way I can deal with this shit.
I mean,
and the rest of life, too. That's, I mean... I'm an alcoholic.
You will be blistered with his rants.
You're only making an argument for why I should keep not wearing them.
Oh, he's into it. I like it. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Cancel your fucking apartment. You're going to live here.
I'm not paying rent.
You don't have to because you're going to pay in a different way. I'm going to pay the butthole tax. Because when I start editing, I get butthole horny. Not for my wife.
Gross.
Speaking of buttholes, I had green shit today.
I'm proud of you.
So you know the feeling that you get when, like, after you hit, your balls get hit? Like, the thing in the pit of your stomach?
Yeah.
The ache?
That. Yeah.
I've had that one time without being hit in the balls before today. And I was actually sitting on my testicles. I think I've said this story. Or I wasn't even I was sitting on my vas deferens, actually, if we're being accurate. I think I've told this before, but, like, you know, an A-frame, like for a big bench swing?
Yeah.
I was sitting on the cross beam, just talking to my friends at summer camp, and I started feeling really sick. I was like, oh, man. It was a few minutes of me, like, gradually getting, feeling worse. And
grinding it in.
And then when I kind of hunched over a little bit and it lifted the weight off of where I was sitting just enough for my balls to fucking shoot forward. And at that moment, I realized my balls were touching my butt cheeks. And the bar that I was sitting on was between my balls and my penis.
That is the frog in the pot of boiling water story if I ever heard
it. So today I'm on break, right? Sitting outside on one of the benches, just basically waiting for break to be over. Like, honestly, I wasn't even doing anything because I just felt something felt off. And then when I sat down, time went on, and I was like, man, I don't know what's happening. I feel like, I'm like, do I have torsion? Like, I'm like going through, like, the last few days trying
this
to figure
like
out if I
got... cramp in your stomach?
Yeah, like the ball, like when you get kicked in the balls, the after effect feeling.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. I was like, I even adjusted. I'm like, am I sitting on them? Like what's happening? I kind of like felt a little bit because nobody was out there because it was last break. So nobody does that in my building. Nobody's out there at that time. And I'm feeling around, making sure like nothing's swollen, like through, like that I could feel through my pants. And finally breaks over by the time I'm like, I just need to go into the bathroom and make some checks. I step foot in the bathroom and my butthole goes, you're gonna shit.
So your testicle roots were being agitated by the sheer volume in your colon.
I wouldn't call it volume.
Mass?
I wouldn't call it that either. Two different shits happened. So there was a blockade.
Okay.
Kind of like the Navy does when they're trying to keep another Navy away from their homeland, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or to cut off importation to a country.
Yeah, choke point for resources.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
There was a naval blockade in my butthole, and it was a 3-inch thick turd that was 2 inches long. That shot out almost immediately. And
like
then,
a hibernating bear's plug?
Yeah. So, and then... because the pain that that caused, my butthole was just kind of swollen and just hurt. So you know that feeling where you
feel like you got punched in the face?
Yeah,
and it's
you know, have you ever had when you feel like you're crowning a turd, but there's not actually a turd there? It's just your butthole meeting the other side of your butthole.
Yes.
And making contact, and you go, this feels like poop, but it's just my body.
Yes.
Okay? I had that. So I don't want to push and shit out my intestines, because that's scary, and I don't want to do that at work.
That's a thing, dude. Pink sock?
It is a thing. It's called a prolapse.
You got to get the mic a little bit closer.
It happens too often to too many men of a certain proclivity.
What would that be?
Crack smokers.
Right. Right.
So I'm sitting there, and just every once in a while, I'm making like the relax and then push.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure that there's nothing there. Three or four times go by, and then I just squirt into the toilet. But there's that immediate reaction where something's happening, so you stop it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, and I'm like, oh, it's on. And I just fucking flood the toilet with liquid green. Like ooze green. Like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Secret of the Ooze green shit.
So pretty much what happened is you thought you were out of toothpaste, but it turns out all of the stuff that was on the side and the edges, when you finally, you know, squeegeed it all up with like a credit card, you had like another week's worth of toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Congratulations.
And I wasted all that week's in about 15 seconds. I just kind of went out of the mirror.
All right.
It was so green. Think. Toxic waste. What do you picture in your head?
Dude, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I've had this many times.
Yeah. Do you know where that comes from?
The Bottle? Green?
Yeah.
Well, I always thought it was like
gallbladder?
Like a poor diet. That's usually when it happens to me.
But I'm talking about
like,
the specific
like
color.
Shit.
Do you know how that color green gets there versus like the color purple?
I don't know.
Well,
something
it has to do with
intestine.
What you eat.
Yeah.
It's the color of something that you ate. If you eat something red, a lot of red, you will shit red. If like the soul comes up,
but I don't eat a lot of like green things other than
exactly,
broccoli, maybe.
Exactly. Blue. Green shit comes from blue food. I've looked it up.
I'm not questioning your study.
But imagine the panic.
How much blue food do you eat, though?
Well, last night I had six of these, but in the blue raspberry flavor.
Let me see this.
A Four Locos pregame.
Oh, that was a dumb move.
No, it was the right move.
Still dumb.
Sour peach.
Yeah, that's all I had left because I drank.
You cleaned them out of the blue, and then they cleaned you out with the blue.
Yeah. So.
Are you just drinking Windex?
Yeah. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, so because the green, like, there's a difference between, like, oh, I'm sick and my shit's green. Like, that's like there's other things coming from different fluids in your body that your body naturally creates. That's a different green. It's kind of got a yellowish tinge to it. Mm. When your shit is, like, food color green, you know that you ate a lot of blue M&Ms. And if you didn't know that, you do now.
You're welcome.
Fucking chill on the M&Ms. They're not sexy anymore. You missed that entire podcast, dude. That was so good. Tucker, do you know who Tucker Carlson is?
Yeah.
So green M&Ms, I'm just going to run through it because they've already heard this. Green, the M&Ms, to cover up for their child slavery lawsuit that they're facing in Africa, they put out this woke thing where they changed their...
The portrayal
of their characters like on TV and how they're recognized like anthropomorphically.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically, a lot of people were like really pissed that they changed the green M&M from being this like sexy character to like basically just a regular person who might be a female because she has eyelashes. And everybody's like pissed, which the sentiment I understand being upset with a movement towards a moral position without actually feeling those morals, and you're only doing it because the consensus says,
share.
Yeah, for the market share. That's just being a dick and being fake. I agree with that. But Tucker Carlson took it a little too far, and in very in like 5 minutes convinced me that he fucks M&Ms.
He gets home and microwaves like a jar of M&Ms, stirs them up.
The amount of piss that he felt was way too much.
He's a little too invested in this one.
I can only hope that somebody else wrote that monologue. It was scary. So we talked about that last time we were here.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last time we were here, but you weren't yet. You weren't there because you were at the concert that you're going to tell us about. And if you don't, do you have any butt stories? Do you have any good stories, or was it just boring? If it was boring, I'm gonna be pissed.
Oh, it's cool, man. I got some dude.
Nice.
Was like,
oh,
he was talking. He was right in front of me, and he was talking to his friend. And he's like, "Bro, check this out!" And he went backstage, and he comes out with a box of Nutri-Grain bars.
Nice.
And he's he hands one to his friend, and he turns around. I'm standing right behind him. And he turns around, and he's like, "Anybody want a Nutri-Grain bar?" I was like, yeah, right here, dude.
So, like, absolutely.
In the mosh pit?
Yeah.
Hey, man, so that's like, a very physically demanding activity. Out. You got to stay.
Everybody's
freaking.
Become so fragile.
Even the pit.
Back in my day.
So the last band comes out, it's Fit for an Autopsy.
Ooh.
And Fit for an Autopsy comes out, the mosh pit's starting out. And I'm just standing there eating my Nutri-Grain bar, and it was great. I've never done that.
You never just,
never just snacked on a Nutri-Grain bar
in the pit, or just ever
in the pit. I've eaten many a Nutri-Grain bar, but
somehow I just knew that.
Oh, do I look like a Nutri-Grain type of man?
You look like a Luna bar man.
I don't know what. Nutri-Grain bars are like the long version of a Fig Newton with different flavors. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and it's like, I think they have more explosive flavoring.
Like my cum? When it projects itself into your nostrils?
Yeah, we can try that.
Because we don't do blowjobs, we do sniff jobs here.
We can compare.
Gonna take some brocaine.
That is the best thing I have ever heard, ever. Brocaine.
You can do a couple lines real quick.
That was amazing. I love it.
Well, I'm glad you were. I'm assuming you were hydrated, right?
Hydrated.
I was high.
And the cotton mouth led you to hydration, right? It cornered you?
Yeah. Yeah.
That
what did you hydrate yourself with? Was it a dehydrator?
Beer.
Like, yeah. So,
Bush Light.
Where was it? Was it at the Diamond?
No, it was at 89th Street.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were in Tulsa doing this.
No, it was here.
Very good.
Diamond.
Have you ever been to 89th Street?
I think my wife has to see 21 Pilots.
Oh, freaking Buckethead.
Yeah. There's we didn't so talk much. About this last week. My wife's friend fucking met Buckethead.
Just casually.
Buckethead?
The guitarist for Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, I know who Buckethead is, but like,
she didn't.
she
it was lost
she,
on
where
her.
Did she meet him?
It was like.
Was it like Home Depot?
No, it was at like this.
Shopping for light fixtures?
It was this bar that was like had that. It was like open mic night, but like in a music way, not in a, like a comedy way. Like they were doing, people were coming up and just playing music. Mm-hmm. And she met him. Like he went up and played, and then she went and talked to him because she was intrigued that a man was wearing a bucket on his head and playing guitar very well. And she was like, "That's weird. I've never heard of one of the most iconic people in the world." So she went and talked to him, and so we're sitting in the car, me, her, and my wife, going somewhere. I think we were going out to eat. And she's like, "Yeah." And my wife's like, "Oh, you got to tell Russ about the guy you met." And she's like, oh my goodness. You'll never believe this. So we were at, and I can't remember where it was. It's some bar / like music club or whatever. And she's like, and this guy gets up on stage and he's wearing a KFC bucket on his head. And he's like, "Really good at guitar." And I was like, "Buckethead?" And she's like, yeah, did you not hear me? He's wearing a bucket on his head. And I'm like, no, fucking bucket head. And she's like, yeah. And he was really good.
Did you not hear me?
I'm like, and she goes, yeah, he was really good at guitar. He's wearing a bucket. I'm like, fucking shut up. Like, I was so upset. I was like, shut the fuck up. Are you telling me that you met Buckethead, a prior lead guitarist for Guns N' Motherfucking Roses? And she goes, no, it was just a guy in a bucket. I was like, what was his name? Did he tell you his name? And she goes, well, I don't know his last name, but he said his name was Brian. I'm like, you fucking met Buckethead!
Oh! Yeah, it's not fair.
It was so fucking insane. I was like, why is he at a dive bar playing guitar? Well, because he is kind of probably a piece of shit. I don't know. But like, I don't know anything about the guy other
great
than
guy.
He's fucking hilarious for wearing a bucket on his head.
He's a great guy.
He inspired many autists. My brother, this isn't, and I can qualify that with my older brother, had a kid in his class from kindergarten all the way to 12th. They were in the same classes and stuff. Named Mike, we'll call him that, and very autistic. But by the time, like, he wasn't diagnosed with, like, autism, and it was a severe form of autism until, like, they were in, like, middle school. He gave a speech at their graduation, and it's the one speech that I will ever remember because I was in kindergarten when they were in fifth grade. So we had the same recess, and this kid came to school for 6 weeks, as he claims in the speech. I actually don't remember how long it was. I just remember that a kid, a very fat, loud kid, came to school and wore a bucket that he got from KFC on his motherfucking head. Now, being in kindergarten, only hearing the song Sweet Child of Mine and not knowing a specific band where music even comes from, because I'm a child and just like songs, I don't care about who it came from, I didn't know that the Buckethead guy existed, but it affected this so much. I'm gonna believe that. That it affected this kid, severely disabled kid, who is so successful now, so much that he fought the teachers, not physically.
He put his foot down.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He put his foot down verbally so well that for, like, on his words, like 6 weeks, they just fucking let him wear a KFC bucket on his head. Bucket Man is probably the best thing that's ever happened to this country.
I'll drink to that. That's a perfect segue. We are now Bucket Boys, Bucket Bros. If we could peer underneath the desk, we have a trash bucket.
Yeah, I was looking at that while you were telling the story.
I completely forgot about Buckethead. Brought a bucket.
Yes. So,
are we saying that whoever pours out the most beer into the bucket has to dump it on their head?
No. There's a punishment in the bag, which brings us to another really good segue. This is our first sponsorship. Barrels and Bottles from Mustang, Oklahoma.
So is this like a
person? Is sponsoring this segment by providing these two punishment shots charge.
They gave us $4 worth of shot?
Yeah, I know. We're in the big leagues now.
Sorry. They gave us
30 cents probably worth.
$3.98 retail price worth of shot for free?
Yeah, man.
I love these guys. Ladies and gentlemen.
How'd you swing that?
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Twisted Shots. It's a store. It's a store.
The store.
Sorry.
Is Barrels and Bottles.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Barrels and Bottles, I assume liquor store in Mustang, Oklahoma. I have no other information about it.
And you need none.
But we do legally have to tell you that they gave us these free things.
Yes.
And this is a sponsorship.
We did it, guys.
But judging by the weird tech, the weird architecture of these shot bot or shot glasses, I'm assuming that this sponsorship is going to be rife with trouble.
Yes. So there are a couple ways of doing this. I think the best way to do it is a race, a slam race. So we divvy up the two.
No, I want. I'm not gonna. I want.
You're gonna lose on purpose.
Yeah. No. We'll save one for a punishment. I want to do it because this is so interesting. I don't understand because okay.
It's two different liquids in a shot glass and they don't fuse until they get into your face.
Yeah, they're like divide. There's like a center divider down the middle of the shot glass, and it's supposedly two different liquids, but they look exactly the same, and it's only 20% alcohol. It's called Twisted Shots Rattlesnake.
Ooh.
So I'm assuming that one of them is rattlesnake venom, and the other one is radiator coolant.
Yes. Ethylene glycol. So we'll divvy up the Ziegenbach, which is a beer. I don't know if you're supposed to drink it warm, but that's how we're drinking it warm. And the person to put their glass down last is required to take that other shot.
You're going to lose.
I can't, dude, I can't chug.
Well, you have never sorry, once man. Finished even second.
If that's the case, do you want to go ahead and take the rattlesnake
yeah,
shot
just,
with him?
You want to just forfeit right now? It's only 20%.
Right.
I'm already plastered and I have to drive home too, so.
Yeah.
What do you mean you are home?
What do you mean?
This is a studio. And I can't run a business out of my apartment, and I admonish you for making such accusations because I have a strict
adherence to
renter's insurance policy that states that I cannot run a business outside of my out of my apartment, and so I am not, sir. And we're not laughing because I'm lying. We're laughing because of the way
the absurdity
I say
of which you accused.
And we're just funny guys. Actually, I don't even think I'm under that policy anymore. I'm not under that policy. I don't know what this policy that I am under. I don't know if I have renter's insurance right now.
Uh-oh.
I don't have renter's insurance at the moment.
Whoops.
It's okay. I didn't have renter's insurance for the first year that I lived at my apartment.
Right. All right.
And it's required. But you know what else is required? Fucking maintenance.
Got him.
All right, guys. Oh! The homeless guy came back.
I am so glad he's not dead. I was scared.
So you weren't on the show yet, but I think I've told you about the homeless pooper guy that lived in my laundry room, right?
Oh, that one?
Dude, yeah. Lived in your
talking
laundry
about Dogman.
Room?
No, I keep seeing him.
Okay, good.
Yeah, there was a homeless guy that took a shit in my laundry room. He was living there for about a week, and every night I'd call the cops on him, and every night the cops would come like an hour later and pull him out verbally and make him leave, and then he'd come back the next day. And then our property manager put a lock on the door, gave everybody a key, and then that night a different person kicked in the door and stole all the change from all the laundry machines. And so now they reinforced the door, and I hadn't seen that homeless guy since then.
When was this?
A
year ago?
It would have been almost a year ago, because it wasn't right when we started, but it was like right after my stairs broke, because we were still doing State of the Stairs during that. So like it was like, I would say maybe 6 to 9 months ago that this happened. And so I want to say Monday or Tuesday night, I go downstairs, pull my key out, open the door, walk in, and I'm not even fully into the room, and I see this guy that looks really familiar just walking his bike really promptly toward me. I had just taken my gun off of me because it was like the middle of the night, and I'm retarded apparently. That is the brownest beer. I thought we were distributing it evenly.
I'm trying.
You left me with just a full bottle.
He gets the other half of yours, you goon.
Ah, That's racist. It's Canadian.
Canadian goose.
Anyway, so I, so he's like promptly walking up toward me with his bike. I have no choice because I'm gonna fucking kill Box.
Wait, we need to fix something. I can smell the struggle in your feet.
Oh yeah, there's something growing on them.
Yeah, get them away from me promptly.
Do you want
get out of here? I thought you were trying to play footsie with him. I was watching you like
yeah, he's no. just, he has a habit.
It looked
of
like you were caressing his inner
far
thigh.
Far too comfortable.
Like 2 weeks ago, we'll say like on a Monday. 2 weeks ago on Monday, my toenails, the tips of my toenails were white, and then on Tuesday, they're yellow. And there was no transition period.
It's like a nicotine stain.
Yeah, but I don't smoke. And if I did, it wouldn't be from my feet. Anyway, homeless guy.
Bro, you got problems,
oh,
dude.
I know.
You got like butthole problems, feet problems.
My body is, it's a temple from Kabul. Bombed out and useless.
Anyway. Suicide bombed, by the way.
Yeah, no, it was fucking S-vest. Anyway, homeless guy is approaching me in what I would consider a threatening manner as I'm walking into this room.
And you've already, you said you left your guns
on. Usually I carry my gun, but I had taken it off because I didn't know I was going to do laundry. I didn't know I was leaving the house. I thought I was home. And then I think either I realized that, oh, I need like underwear for tomorrow or something like that, and I don't have any left, or my wife had asked me to do some of her stuff. I don't remember, but because I was drunk. No, I wasn't. Yes, I was. I didn't have my gun. So I'm like, I'm just going to, and then I got distracted and I went downstairs, approaching me very quickly. So at this point, my decision is I don't confront him. I just hold the door open for him and let him in. And I was pulling my clothes out of the dryer. So I was done. I just needed to go in there and pull them out.
So you were just messing everyone else's stuff up? Yes.
No, because I let him in very politely. I feel like a dick. I went, how you doing, man? It's been a while. Went upstairs and immediately called the police. And they were there in record time. They had to be like already in the parking lot because they were there within like a minute and a half at
that's
most,
amazing.
Which is the first time they've shown up that promptly and like looked like. And I obviously I was listening to my police scanner because I'm white. I don't know. And they got him out. He was very pissed. And I was very scared to leave my apartment the next day or the next morning. So 2 hours later to go to work. And nothing happened. But the next day, yesterday, I walk out onto my balcony and his bike is just laying on the sidewalk. I'm like, this is a threat. He knows I called. But I haven't seen him. So, but I did go because there's a camera in the laundry room. Yesterday, I went to the property manager. I had been trying to go since it happened, but they haven't been here. But they were here, so I went to them. And I was like, hey, just so you know, you're going to see me letting the homeless guy back in on the camera. I called the cops because I felt like there was, I don't know what the fuck to do. Like, yeah. I didn't want to start a confrontation where I don't know what he's got. You dirty needle, a sharpened crack pipe. I don't know what he's going to do. Like, he seems very confrontational because of how he's been acting every time the police have asked him politely to leave.
He like puts up a fight and shit.
Oh, he starts throwing his shit out of the laundry room like it's fucking his place and he's being evicted. And so I told the lady that and she goes, yeah, I had to kick him out of the dumpster the other day. Oh, no. And like, she's like, honestly, I'm cool with him sleeping in the dumpster. And if he had the money, I wouldn't have a problem with him living here. That's not a problem. The problem is if he gets hurt in that dumpster, my ass is fucking grass. Insurance is insane right now.
That's like, just real.
I know.
That's
like,
so
I was
real.
Like, I was like, that is the most rational argument for like just just being a dick to a homeless man I've ever heard. Because like he got really argumentative. He didn't get physical, but he was like yelling at her. And I'm like, motherfucker, you're in a dumpster.
You're
you don't
in
have
the
high ground here, man. I mean, I feel bad because he's in a situation that he probably can't control. But also, go sleep in Big Lots' dumpster. They don't care because they're not home or they're not there in the middle of the night checking their dumpsters because it's not a residential area. And his excuse to the lady when he was in the dumpster was, well, I'm looking for food. Who will have more food? An apartment complex's dumpster? Or, I don't know, any grocery store or semi-grocery store? And also, why are you in the dumpster? It's full.
Grocery store implies the existence of a cleanly store. Midwife implies the existence of a left wife, a right wife, an up-down wife, a min wife, and a max wife.
Yeah.
What about a south wife?
An end wife?
Or a west wife?
No, no, it doesn't imply that. There is no middle between west and south. West
and east. What about the Midwest?
That's an obligatory. Is that a word? It's not a word that works.
I don't think it applies here, but.
That is not a word. Southwest is a logical fallacy. Or Midwest, sorry, is a logical fallacy. There's no middle distance between south and north or east and west. I don't mean to mansplain this to you.
Oh
no. I just heard the door open. I should be quiet.
You gonna get stabbed tonight.
But it's true. There's no middle point between east and west. Where is it?
I don't know. While we're thinking that over, gentlemen, go ahead and take your shots. We almost ended the episode without you guys taking your shots.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to put a theme, a segment theme song right before the exit theme song. How am I fucking even supposed to take this with it dividing my upper?
Giving, yeah, let it.
As a cleft.
Or you can let it go into your nose with one of the fluids.
No, I could do it like this.
There you go.
Oh,
you could.
I'll asphyxiate.
Like on purpose?
Yeah.
It's like I will make a conscious decision to.
I just don't have a gag reflex and I have a wide throat.
Good to know.
I won't have a choice. It's going into my bronchus.
Wait, all right, gentlemen.
We're going to cheers.
What does it smell like? Chemical.
It smells good, actually.
It smells like lime.
It smells like a new age like store that you don't know really what they're trying to sell you on. You just know that you don't like it because it's all like they sell Afghan rugs and candles, but they're all brand.
All right.
I'm gonna drink this now. I call them witch stores because only witch women shop there. That's what it smells like. Incense, almost.
Just take it. Don't wait on him.
Ready?
He's over here shaking, trying to power through this.
That really wasn't bad at all.
No, that was not bad at all. All
right, good. The real loser here was me.
Like, one side of my tongue tasted like kind of like cheap gummy bears, and the other side didn't taste like anything.
No, so it's probably vodka.
Yeah, that had very little flavor to it.
Yeah.
It almost tasted like water.
Oh, yeah, well, I think water. The other side was water. Because it says it's diluted tequila.
Oh, okay.
I was expecting something way stronger.
Oh, here, it says, product of Mexico, 12.5 milliliters of 20% alcohol, lime liquor product of New Zealand.
What? The appropriation just happened.
Yeah.
Let's only keep liquids inside the bucket, by the way, because I want to be able to dump it in the toilet at the end of recordings.
No, dump it in my bed. You'll have to drive to my apartment because we are in a different location than where I live. But I would implore you to dump it in my bed.
You sleep in your asshole?
I like when it's wet.
Ziegenbach, Texas Amber. This
There's
is
no
being
Germans
served
in
warm.
Texas.
Sorry, Ziegenbach. Is it C? Ziegenbach?
What are we talking about? What are you trying to
This
like,
is what we're drinking right now. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Well, that is definitely a German word, Ziegen.
Is it Ziegen or is
no,
it Ziegen?
It's Ziegen if we're speaking in German. Because.
Did you just correct me and then revert back
no,
to what I said?
No, I was making a joke about this okay. beer being fake because Germans don't exist in Texas, and then you took that as you were wrong and I need to figure it out why I was wrong.
I had no clue where you were going with it, and then you like did a 180 on.
It's the best part of having the steering wheel.
Oh,
cause the most damage.
It's served warm.
Oh, everything's fucking warm.
About to enjoy this. Yes.
Gentlemen.
A little too sweet for me.
I can't taste anything. I think we've established that okay. I don't really get to have an opinion because I pregame before every podcast, right?
Yeah, we show up and you're already hammered every time.
I would more say malleted.
Okay.
Because I've only had...
How about gaveled?
Because I've only had two of these.
You only had two flasks?
Today.
How conservative of you. Yeah.
Dude, this morning... So yesterday I didn't take the Excedrin you gave me.
Why?
Because by the time I got it, my headache had gone away. This morning, I was like, man, I wish I had that fucking Excedrin. My head was pounding. And then like halfway through the day, I like put my hand in my pocket. And I'm like, fuck yeah. Took it. 15 minutes later.
Still had it?
It was just gone. No, really? I was surprised. Because usually I still have like a mild one after I take something. But yeah, it was gone. I was in so much pain. Like, have you ever been in a state where you should be sedated, but you're so far into that state that you're antsy?
No.
That's
that sounds
I was
amazing,
this
though.
No! Amazing! What the fuck are you talking about?
I've never experienced anything so jarring. Those are two polar opposite things for me.
So, like, when you're hungover, all you want to do is sleep. And if you're in a good, like, if you're laying down, you probably could just sleep. Right?
Right.
There's nothing impeding you on that except for having to do things, right? I get to work, I lean my seat back in the car, and like normal, I'm trying to sleep, and I could not fucking sit still because I was that hungover. I was past the point of like agonizing.
Being able to recoup.
And I was just like, just convulsing.
I've had times where I just had to exist, and that's all I could do.
I finally did fall asleep. Dude, I usually, like, I've always said, like, my morning nap is the best nap. The nap I get when I right before I clock in is, like, the best nap, the best sleep I ever get. The past, like, couple weeks, better. I have, like, found a state between sleep and wakefulness where I can see through my eyelids. Like, I literally felt, like, feel high in the morning.
When you have euphoria. You're experiencing euphoria.
Yes. Yes. But in a way where it's not like waking euphoria where I'm like, I feel high right now. It's a dream state.
Blissful
where
euphoria.
I'm completely awake.
Huh.
I have just.
You're just meditating.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
That's all you're doing.
But like, I understand rationally that what's happening is not necessarily real. It's what's happening in my brain. But what I'm perceiving in this state is I'll close my eyes, lay back in my chair in any comfortable position depending on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And within a few minutes I feel very relaxed. And then instead of a movie starting to play or nothing, which would be regular REM sleep, you know, you either have a dream or you have a dream or you don't remember it or you don't.
Right.
At all, right? My dream is just
what's happening
actually in front of me. So, like, just the ceiling of the car. Is that not fucking weird? My eyes are... I literally, the other day, I like, reached up to touch my eyes to make sure they were closed. That's just... It's just this perfect middle point between sleep and awakeness. And it is the best feeling.
You're describing a deprivation tank experience.
It is that. It is that, except I have sensation. Yeah. It is literally, it's the same type of feeling. It's this blissfulness that I've never felt before. Even doing the thing that the government is providing a kit that would allow you to cleanly... intravenously inject into your veins. It's an opioid, heroin. I did never experience this. I've never felt like such a hippie. I'm literally sitting here going,
it was great, man.
Sleep's the best high.
So that leads me to a question. What's been the weirdest dream you've ever had?
Dude,
that's a hard question.
That's a hard question because
I got a good one.
I get nightmares, like horrible nightmares. I told you about the last nightmare because I don't remember it. Do you remember what I said, or were you not listening to me like normal people when I'm speaking?
You've told me some pretty heinous stuff, and
but
I don't remember.
The other
what
night
you're...
when. Oh, fuck. I'll have to bleep that. The crows. That's what it was.
Yeah, the three eye.
The other night, it was last week. I've had a nightmare since then, but it wasn't as like traumatizing
like
as
vivid.
The situation. I mean, my physical reaction outside of my sleep wasn't as bad this last time. I just went, oh! But the crow dream was bad.
It was like baby Hank Hill.
No, so we're both in bed. We're both dead asleep. And I'm in my dream. We're sitting on the bed. Me and my wife are sitting on a bed. It's definitely not the bed I usually sleep in. And it's not a house I've ever been in. It's not a room I've ever been in.
Mm-hmm.
There's a crow sitting on the dresser, looking at both of us. And there's some stuff that happens beforehand. Either it happened or in my dream, I'm remembering something that happened that didn't actually happen in real life. But I'm I have flashes of this crow. So let me, I'll explain and then go back to that.
If I show you my crow tattoos, are you going to freak out?
No. So I'm sitting on my wife trying to tell her that the crow that's sitting there watching us is evil and he's listening and she's not understanding that. And so so that's the context for these flashbacks that I'm having. Now, I can't physically picture these flashbacks right now. I just know that I had these because I have split seconds of a gray black, the only flashback that I can picture is a gray black background where a crow is opening its mouth and going caw at, I guess, the camera. I don't know. My dreams are movies. So
first
the crow
person.
Is the crow is right in front of the camera and its mouth is open and it's going caw and it's really overcast. That's the only flashback in the dream that I remember. But I'm picturing that as I'm explaining to my wife that the crow that's sitting there is evil. It understands what's happening. It's sentient. It's evil. It's going to kill us. Something's wrong. I don't think I thought that it was going to kill us. I just knew that something was happening and that crow was evil. And it's not that she wasn't taking me seriously because she was. She was like, okay. But it wasn't serious enough for her to be scared.
Mm-hmm.
She was dismissive almost about
almost.
The level
like,
of concern.
She was like, okay, it probably is evil. However, I have business to attend to, that type of attitude.
Right.
Where the crow is just literally right there watching us. And so at some point, something happens, the doorbell rang or something, or she had to go do something. She walks out of the room, and the crow is just staring at me. And I start and it kind of just kind of like how a bird walks, just kind of walks up toward me to the edge of it. It kind of flaps itself down onto the bed and it's next to me on the other side of me. So the dresser's on this side where it came from and it comes to this, the other side of me.
So it crosses your body.
It crosses my body, kind of flutters down and lands next to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, please, please don't. Please don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me. And then another crow comes out from under my bed or from the side of my bed where I couldn't see it and fucking mouth open just, had three eyes. And then I wake up screaming. So now I do know just by circumstance that second crow was the sensation of my wife trying to shake me awake because it happened on my right side.
Uh-huh.
At the exact same moment that my wife on my right side was shaking me awake. But why the fuck am I scared of crows? I hate birds, but I'm not scared of them. I could beat a bird up. I've never been birds are scary, man. I'm like, birds are assholes, and I fucking hate birds.
Yeah, that's tough talk, man. Raptors don't fuck around.
They're not raptors no more, motherfucker. I'm the I'll fucking punch a bird. They may peck some holes in my face, but I have a shotgun with ammunition that was engineered specifically for their species. It's called birdshot.
Raptor rounds.
So, like, I've never, like, been, like, scared of birds. Crows kind of freak me out now, especially that three-eyed one. I was like, what the... I can't think of a context that would influence that dream. Now, the part of the dream that I do, like, that I could, like, rationalize is, like, well, maybe I feel like I'm not being heard when I speak to my wife or something. That's a maybe, because I don't honestly necessarily feel that or, like, have a sensation of that feeling. At the time, at least, I didn't. Like, I couldn't, like, think of a situation where that could have influenced that. Mm-hmm. But it would make sense as an interpretation, as that's what was happening. She wasn't necessarily taking me seriously, and then I was abandoned in the bird attack. Like, that would make sense. But why the bird? Why the specific bird? And why the fuck did the crow have three eyes? You ask me about dreams, man. I got some fucking crazy dreams.
Do you want to hear mine?
Yes.
It strangely enough, is kind of bird related.
Nice. Birds are evil. I agree. Yeah.
Mine has to do with ducks. Kinda.
Ducks are rapists.
Which is evil.
Here's what happened. I was in 10th grade, high school. It was me and this kid from my gym class. And we were kind of friends, but not really, more like acquaintances. So we were hunting. We're out hunting out in the middle of the woods.
And that's been this episode of the Chilbert Podcast. Tune in next week to finish that story. I hate to be an asshole, but we were supposed to end, and that's hilarious.
Find out next week.
I love
on
you.
Dragon Ball Z.